But it got into the press. They couldn't ignore it. And finally, he was found guilty and given a sentence of 3 years. And I wonder if he'll ever serve a day. So there's no justice in Chicago for abused children or their parents, especially if it's a priest who's involved. Well, the general tactic used by gays today is infiltration. If you can't beat them, join them. And the best way to get a favorable press is to infiltrate the press and bend it to this gay ideology. According to Phyllis Schlafly, that very courageous woman, the head of Eagle Forum, she puts out a regular newsletter, and she documented that all the major networks today, ABC, CBS, NBC, have review boards, quote unquote. They're actually censorship committees composed of gays who review every script or scenario before it goes on television. And if they find anything that they feel is inimical or derogatory of their lifestyle, it is immediately slashed from the script. That is why today all we're getting is propaganda. I used to enjoy prime time on ABC and 2020 very much. Until just a few months ago, they had segments. They're trying to get gays accepted openly in the military. They interviewed a gay colonel over in Denmark. It was pure propaganda. It was totally one-sided, showing how wonderful it would be to admit gays into the military. In other words, to legalize their perversions as an acceptable American lifestyle. But most of all, they want to get into our schools. I'm afraid they've written most of us oldsters off. See, according to them, we're mentally ill. We have this homophobia. But they want to go after our children. And Father Rueda has documented extensively the infiltration of our public and Catholic schools by these militant gays, using a captive audience in the classroom, and remember, we're paying their salaries, in order to sodomize our children, if not physically, then at least mentally. For instance, on page 162, Father Rueda says, homosexual teachers are well organized in certain areas of the country, including the following: the Boston Area Gay and Lesbian School Workers, the Denver Gay Educators Association, the San Francisco Gay Teachers Coalition, the Gay Teachers of Los Angeles, the Gay Teachers of Maryland, Gay School Workers of Ann Arbor, Michigan, the Gay Teachers Association of New York City. And I'm quoting, according to the Gay Teachers Association of New York City, there are up to 10,000 homosexual teachers in New York City alone. And you've probably heard how they tried to force a reader on early grade children. I think it was called Daddy's Roommate, in which they wrote about and glorified this homosexual union and adoption of a child. There's also another very insidious program underfoot. It's called Project 10. Based presumably on this misinformation, this propaganda put out by the infamous Dr. Kinsey in a so-called sexual report, that according to him, 10% of American males are homosexual. Well, he discovered that by taking his poles in gay bars, or mostly in gay bars. Well, now this Project 10 is being promoted by the NEA, the National Education Association. This was in a special newsletter put out by the American Family Association, a group that every one of us should belong to. They put out a monthly newsletter that is most informative. So you will want to get on their mailing list, and we'll give you their address together with this video. But it says the National Education Association, in their July 1988 meeting, with 8,200 members present, passed a resolution in support of this Project 10. What Project 10 wants to do is convince principals and superintendents that one out of every 10 boys in that school is a potential homosexual, a nascent homosexual, that's struggling with his homosexuality. Therefore, there must be gay counselors on the staff who can recognize this homosexual orientation in the student body. Can't you just see your school being patrolled by gay activists looking for boys that they think should belong to their community? Well, it says, Project 10 uses school funds, and he's talking to about Los Angeles here, uses school funds to promote a positive image of homosexuality. The Los Angeles School District has approved that all their counselors in the 124 secondary schools are to single out certain students and give them brochures, which are sex manuals, phone numbers of homosexual and lesbian counseling centers. These counselors are to suggest that homosexuality is the possible answer to the problems of troubled children. And what one of us wasn't troubled at some time in our secondary education? So all of us and all children having problems are potentially objects of this gay patrol in our schools, calling these youngsters into their office, giving them this pornographic material, and suggesting that they get in touch with members of the gay community. So you might be asking yourself, what about my school? What about my Catholic high school or grade school? Could it be infiltrated by lesbian nuns, and there are many of them, and homosexual priests? Well, here are the signs to look for. What do they teach about masturbation? Catholic theology from apostolic times has held that masturbation or self-abuse is a grave mortal sin, at least objectively, and must be confessed before receiving Holy Communion. Ask your child what he or she is being taught about masturbation. I know priests who are teaching youngsters that masturbation is very healthy for them. It's a great way to relieve stress. They're under tension. Well, masturbate. That will relieve it. If you have trouble getting to bed at night, masturbation can help you to get to sleep. Well, we know that homosexuality is simply mutual masturbation. Two lesbians, two gays masturbating each other. So if masturbation is all right, then there's nothing wrong with homosex. And this is how they soften the children up. Or are they teaching the youngsters that their parents suffer from homophobia? I know of a high school where the boys have already been told not to listen to their parents. If they were born in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, they're already infected with this mental illness, so-called homophobia, and you really can't listen to your parents when it comes to properly evaluating this gay ideology. There's actually a team composed of a nun and a priest who goes around to various dioceses and schools. Thank God there are a few brave bishops that have refused their speaking on Catholic property. It's called the New Ways Ministry. Look out for that crowd. They go around trying to cure your homophobia so that you will be tolerant and accepting of this so-called gay lifestyle. Father Rueda devotes two entire chapters to the infiltration of religion in general, chapter 6, and the Catholic Church in particular, by members of this so-called gay liberation movement. The gays recognize that the Catholic Church is the greatest obstacle in America today, together with other Bible-based churches, to their acceptance as normal, healthy, happy, and gay. Well, they know that they're never going to get the Pope to stand up one afternoon and announce, hey, everybody, we've been wrong for 2,000 years. Oral and anal sex is just great. Go to it. No. They'll know, thank God, that day will never come. But what they hope to do is to neutralize the teaching of the Church's magisterium by becoming priests, by becoming nuns, by getting into our parishes and into our schools. And so when the magisterium will, as Cardinal Ratzinger has done repeatedly, reaffirm the Church's condemnation of homosexual behavior, they'll be able to say, well, yes, they have to take that position, but, well, look, we have so many homosexual priests. We're being ordained by bishops, so the Church is changing. Give these old fogies over there a little more time. We'll be fully accepted in the very near future. They want to do for sodomy what the dissenters did for the pill. So muddy the waters, so confuse the issue, that pretty soon Catholics won't know what to believe. And many, before too long, won't even care. Well, this is why so many seminaries have closed since Vatican II. And it's not for lack of vocations. I personally know a great priest who tried to start a new religious order and to start it out of his parish rectory. The first year, over 100 boys, young men, begged to be admitted to his seminary. He could only take 8. It's all the room he had in his rectory. So the vocations are out there. Some of the finest young men I have known have been turned out of seminary. Because once the homos get in, they gravitate toward the seminary. They want to become seminary professors. And then they start recruiting other homosexuals. They love orgies. They're always looking for fresh experiences. This is why they go to these bathhouses. Surveys have shown that the average homo has anywhere from 50 to 100 different sex partners in a year, and there are cases where they've had as many as 1,000. Their lust is insatiable. They are addicts to sex. So they recruit others. Once they get control of the seminary, as they did of mine, unless you're homosexual or unless you go along with their ideology, they won't even let you through. They purge the straight boys. There was an infamous case in San Diego where a Marine wanted to become a priest. The next Marine, he joined the seminary. They tried to seduce him. He resisted them. And they not only threw him out of that seminary, they accused him of drunkenness so that he could never get in any other seminary. Well, he finally had to go to court and sue the diocese simply to regain his good name and reputation. And as usual, they settled out of court to keep everything as quiet as possible. But I know a priest from that area who for 26 years has tried to fight this homosexual infiltration of the clergy. And he said that at one time the situation was so bad in Southern California that you couldn't even be nominated to become a bishop unless you were part of their homosexual ring. Again, an inspector was sent over by the Vatican due to the urgent appeals of lay Catholics. He started investigating the infiltration of the homosexuals. One of them got up and he said, "If you discipline me, I will give you the name of 200 other priests in this diocese who are homosexual." Well, that was the end of that investigation. So there is no priest shortage, it's manufactured. And we must remember, too, these militant gay priests hate our religion. See, the reason they feel guilty, according to their ideology, is not because they engage in fisting and rimming and so forth. No, they feel guilty because the church condemns them, because the Catholic religion says that what they're doing is wrong. So basically, they hate our religion. And when they get in a Catholic parish as a pastor, the first thing they do is rip out anything that would remind them of Catholicism. Our communion rails, which was never mandated by Vatican II. Our tabernacles, removed, never mandated by the Vatican. They rip out our objects of devotion, sacred images, ways of the cross. They just want to turn our churches into some type of a meeting hall and get rid of anything that reminds them of this hated Catholic religion. And they love to get at our children and destroy them. In chapter 7, Father Rueda gives a list of the more prominent Catholic theologians, quote unquote, who are actively promoting this gay ideology. It's on page 305. Elizabeth Carroll, a Mercy Sister, the Center of Concern. Sister Margaret A. Farley, a Mercy Sister at the Yale Divinity School. Daniel C. McGuire, a former priest, professor at the Jesuit University of Marquette, and his wife, Marjorie R. McGuire. Father Richard P. McBrien of Boston College, who for many years was the head of the theology department at the University of Notre Dame. And you may have read the scandals uncovered there by Mr. Paul Fisher, an alumnus of Notre Dame, how the faculty there, the administration, are tolerating, if not actively promoting, and there are a few priests there who are actively promoting the acceptance of this gay ideology. Well, little wonder when the head of their religion department is promoting it. Father Richard A. McCormick, a Jesuit, then at Georgetown University and now at the University of Notre Dame. Harry McSorley, St. Michael's College, Toronto. Christopher F. Mooney, a Jesuit at the University of Pennsylvania. Brother Gabriel Moran, a Christian brother of Boston College. Brother Luke Somm, another Christian brother, Manhattan College. Father Charles Curran of the Catholic University of America. Well, he has since been debarred from teaching Catholic moral theology. But it took 20 years to get him out of that position as a professor of moral theology at Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. Father Gregory Baum of McGill University, another ex-priest. This infamous Father McNeil, who wrote a book advocating the gay ideology. He too had to be silenced by the Vatican. And then on pages 309 to 341, Father Rueda catalogs the sundry and many Catholic organizations that have joined with this New Ways ministry in promoting this so-called gay ideology. And unfortunately, there are a number of bishops here. Well, of course, Archbishop Hunthausen held dignity masses there in Seattle, where the concelebrants came out wearing lavender vestments. And you recall the Vatican had to intervene. They tried to remove Hunthausen, but he had the support of too many powerful American bishops and cardinals. So the best they could do was to get him to resign early. And we all know and have read about these scandalous criminal cases where bishops for years have been hiding, if not condoning, simply transferring these child abusing priests from one parish to another without ever disciplining them. There was a group caught in Minneapolis, St. Paul, where Archbishop Roach had to go on television begging the people of the archdiocese to forgive him for his gross negligence. He finally blamed it on some psychiatrist whose advice he had taken. But any priest who knows theology should know what a danger these child abusers are to our children. So Father Rueda lists here not only the bishops, but the priest senates, the sisters' congregations, and there are many of them. They too have been heavily infiltrated by lesbians, orders of brothers, colleges, and other Catholic organizations. Even the traditionalist Catholic movement for the return of the Pope Pius V Mass, what is called the Tridentine Mass, the old Latin Mass, even they have been infiltrated by homosexuals. Well, my dear friends, we can't say they didn't warn us. No one in Europe or Germany could say that, well, we really didn't know what Hitler was up to. He told them ahead of time. While he was in prison as a young activist in Germany, he wrote Mein Kampf, in which he outlined everything that he ultimately did with Heinrich Himmler, Goering, and Goebbels. Well, the gays are telling us what they're doing. This appeared in the Gay Community News of Boston, Massachusetts, the issue of February 15th to the 21st, 1987. The author is Michael Swift. He says, and I'm quoting, "We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lives. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups." Oh, how they love to get in with groups of young boys. And you know, the head of the Boy Scouts of America, deserves our heartiest congratulations and gratitude that he had the courage to stand up and say, no, we will not tolerate homosexuals as scoutmasters. And look at how he suffered. Look at how the Boy Scouts are being deprived of donations. The United Way. They want to penalize him. They want to force him to accept homosexuals so they can sodomize our Boy Scouts. Well, there's a brave man, thank God. And we need more like him in America. In your movie theater bathrooms, and I'm quoting, in your army bunkhouses. Yes, our military has been singled out long ago for infiltration by the homosexuals. I knew a sailor who served during World War II, and they discovered that in their barracks they had a homosexual. And how they found it out, at night this homo would crawl around the floor trying to get in bed with other sailors. Maybe he was looking for his lover. Well, instead, he got in bed with my friend, and he woke up. Can you imagine what this will do to our armed forces? Well, it will do what it did to our seminaries. It'll drive the good boys out. In your truck stops, in your all-male clubs, in your houses of Congress, I'm sure you've read about that congressman who was running a house of male prostitution from his official residence in Washington, D.C. He's openly gay. He had hired a male prostitute to be his chauffeur, and he used the telephone in this congressman's residence to set up tricks for various people in Washington with these male prostitutes. Wherever men are with men together, we will seduce them. Your sons shall become our minions and do our bidding. They will be recast in our image. After all, you know, they're the super sex. They're the super race, really. You recall Adolf Hitler and his supermen. Well, they were homosexuals, too. Reem's army. Called the SA, they were the brown shirts, who helped Hitler get power in Germany by terrorizing the German people. They were all homosexuals, or at least their officers were, Rehm himself. Well, finally, when the German high command agreed to throw in with Adolf Hitler, they did so on condition that he would get rid of the SA, the brown shirts. So one night, Hitler had the SS execute all of them. So even the German general staff was afraid of these homosexual terrorists. And so Michael Swift concludes, they will come to crave and adore us. It's perhaps the understatement of the century that we are faced with an extremely serious problem here in America. Thank God that men like General Schwarzkopf had the courage to stand up and resist this infiltration of the military service by these militant homosexuals. The problem in the Catholic Church is even more serious. Dr. Richard A. Seipp, about 2 years ago, published a book entitled A Secret World. He's an ex-priest himself. He's a psychoanalyst. He works with mentally disturbed priests. And from his own clinical experience and that of his colleagues, he estimates that 50% of all young priests today are homosexuals. Let's hope to God they're not all gays. They're not all practicing homosexuals. But this is what happens when they get control of your seminary. Dr. Sipe says that he found two dioceses in America that are already 75% gay priests. 3 out of 4 are gays. In 1985, a very secret report was made to the bishops of the United States by their NCCB, National Council of Catholic Bishops, their bureaucracy in Washington. It was authored by F. Ray Mouton, a lawyer who unsuccessfully tried to defend the Diocese of Lafayette against the horrible crimes of sex abuse perpetrated by just one priest, Gothy. And it was authored by two priests, one of whom has subsequently died of AIDS. Yet he founded a so-called mental health institute for priests. You can imagine what their cure involved. Well, in 1985, they warned the American bishops that by 1995, it was going to cost the Catholic Church $1 billion simply to settle these court cases of sexual abuse by these pedophile homosexual priests. And you know, there are more that go unreported than are actually reported. And since then, that figure has been raised to $1.7 billion. The bishops are going to have to put out to settle these civil suits against the priests who have abused our children. And of course, that's going to come out of your Sunday envelope. These priests and bishops don't have that kind of money. It's going to have to come from the Catholic laity. Randy Engel, a mother, an authoress, who couldn't understand, you know, in view of all the documented statistical harm that's being done to children by sex education in the classroom, and not just physical harm, but mental harm, psychological harm, could not understand why the American bishops have mandated sex education in every Catholic school from the cradle to the grave. Well, she found out what the reason for that is. So on page 217 of her excellent book, Sex Education, The Final Plague. The sex education movement, as I have already stated, has one of its key objectives, the promotion of pansexuality. In other words, anything goes. Or bisexuality. An agenda in which homosexuality and pedophilia play a key and pivotal role. Now, why would some bishops and school principals want to promote homosexuality? Well, she found out. And again, I'm quoting. The growing number of homosexual and pedophile priests and brothers and lesbian nuns, including homosexual bishops. Yes, they've penetrated to the highest positions in the Catholic Church of America. They, she says, have formed a sixth column within the Catholic Church in the United States. Many of these individuals have played important roles in the development and promotion of the new sexual catechetics in parochial schools, which, like the United States Catholic Conference's sex education guidelines and the Cosnick Report, promote homosexual and bisexual activity as a variation on the norm, but not a perversion. Well, thank God there are still a few good bishops left, like Cardinal O'Connor of New York. But look at the way ACT UP and the Queer Nation are trying to terrorize him, desecrating his church so that it actually had to be re-consecrated and rededicated. But it looks, judging from the results, that most bishops, if not homosexuals themselves, have been so intimidated by these gay terrorists that they're afraid to speak out. So, my dear friends in Christ, it's up to people like you, the laity. And years ago, the great Cardinal, Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, predicted that if the church in America was to be saved, it was not the hierarchy or the clergy, it would be the Catholic laity who would save it. Only we can do it, and only with God's help. And God helps those who help themselves. Certainly we must pray. We must say the rosary as our Blessed Mother asked us to do. The gay community has declared war on America. And Sister Lucia, one of the three shepherd seers at Fatima, says today that the rosary is the most powerful weapon that we have to fight the enemies of God and the enemies of our society, our civilization. Say the rosary every day. Meditate on the life of Christ, those great 15 mysteries, and get your family to join in. If we try to run away, we try to hide our heads in the sands, we will get no help from God. I think God has disgust for people who run away. You know, in speaking of the Church of Laodicea, and we're in that age right now, our Lord said, I would that you were hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And look how many Catholics today are deserting the fight, are running away. So we've got to stand our ground and we've got to fight back. We've got to pray for the strength. We've got to pray for our courageous congressman. We've got to pray for Cardinal O'Connor. We've got to pray for doctors like Sipe and Anschel, who are willing to go on record exposing what is going on. And they're suffering from that. They're going to be discriminated against. And perhaps, if not directly, they may be afraid to go after certain individuals directly because, everybody will know who did it. So instead they go after members of their family. So pray for these great and courageous men and women in our government and in our church who are fighting back. Find out where your congressman stands. What is his position on these so-called gay rights, which really would be gay privileges, gay prerogatives given to them so that they can foist their ideology on us and our children. Phone your congressman. Phone your senator and ask them, where does he stand on these issues of gay rights? You know, the American Family Association, a marvelous group headed by Reverend Richard Wildman, from Tupelo, Mississippi, a great organization, a real champion of a Christian civilization. He has a regular newsletter. Write to them and get on their mailing list. They will keep you perfectly informed as to exactly what is going on and which your New York Times and Los Angeles Times and Chicago Tribune will never tell you. Support Father Paul Marks of the Human Life International Association, another great champion for the dignity of human life against this murder of our helpless babies. And you know, the homosexuals are behind abortion. They've cut a deal with the feminists to support each other's agenda. So whenever you have abortion rights demonstrations, they're usually mostly homos. But on the other hand, they have to support the feminist agenda. Share this video with other members of your family. And if you think that I have been explicit, I've tried to be as gentle as I can without hiding the truth. You know, our Lord said, the truth will make you free. The press today is hiding that truth. Hiding the truth will not make us free. It will only make us slaves of the censors who control that media. So we've got to share this information and our knowledge, most of all and first of all with our children. They are in the front lines of this gay terrorism. And then other members of our families, with our neighbors and friends. We've got to reach out to these homosexuals themselves. As I mentioned, many of them were entrapped through no fault of their own. They were seduced. They were enticed. And now they're imprisoned by this obsessive, compulsive, mental problem, emotional problem that they have. And I wonder sometimes if their violent behavior isn't really a cry for help. They want to be extricated. And I've listened to men who've come out of the gay community and how happy they are and how grateful they are that someone offered a helping hand. Someone pointed out to them the truth about this alternate lifestyle. And got them back into civilization. There's a wonderful organization, I've mentioned it, Courage. Phone your chancery office and ask the receptionist, is there a chapter of Courage in this diocese? Some bishops won't tolerate it. And if they don't have a chapter of Courage, that kind of tells you something about the bishop, where he stands. Because the homosexuals despise courage. See, courage says you can be cured. They say we can't. God made us this way. So find out if there is a chapter of courage. Find out the name of the priest chaplain. Find out where his residence is. Call him and encourage him. Tell him he's doing a wonderful job. We've got to keep informed ourselves. Ignorance is our greatest enemy. As I mentioned, there are some excellent books. Congressman Dannemeyer of California has written a most informative book. It's an excellent alternative to the homosexual network. You may still be able to get it in some libraries, but I would expect the gays have already gone in and stolen them from the shelves. But it may be available. At least try. It doesn't hurt. If you can't get that, Shadow in the Land, Homosexuality in America, by Congressman William Dannemeyer, and it's published by the Ignatius Press. And one of the most informative books that I have ever read about mental abuse, mental sexual abuse of children, is this one by Dr. Melvin Anschel. It's called What's Wrong with Sex Education? You know, there are very powerful female hormones in the male semen that are designed by God for a woman when she marries. As a virgin, she doesn't need them and perhaps is better off without them. But there are powerful hormones and enzymes, female hormones, in the male semen which a woman needs to be a mother and a homemaker and a wife. Now, this is one reason, I'm sure, why so many marriages are breaking up because of condoms. And they're not truly two in one flesh as God designed. It also points out that The first man a girl has sex with, she will never forget. Again, these hormones and enzymes and other powerful chemicals. Even though she may marry someone else, she will still always be enthralled. It's called enthrallment, with the one with whom she first had sex. And this is how this promiscuity is destroying so many of our daughters. Well, God helps those who help themselves. And there's nothing that you and God can't do if you work together and if you pray for the courage and strength. We will win this battle. The tide is already turning, thanks to General Schwarzkopf. Well, let's join his army and his battle. And let's save our children, save our country, and perhaps even save our church. God bless you, and please pray for me.